T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome inside Amaret Bank Arena here in Sunrise. Game 2, Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning. Panthers lead the series 1-0.
My feeling is this series, each game gets harder, faster, and better.
And Matthew Tkachuk slides it ahead of Verhaeghe again. Sam Bennett has Ekeliev going to the net.
Out of far court, back in out front. Tkachuk a whack at it. Save Vasilevsky, rebound, and they score! It's Sam Bennett!
Bennett on the backhand score!
Along the far side, Lundell, Bennett, backhand feed up top, Ekman Larson tees it up, a blast, save made, rebound, they score, and the Panthers get a power play goal on the rebound right out in front.
They stuff it in, it's Vlad Tarasenko!
And that's going to be a power play goal for the Panthers.
It was Vladimir Tarasenko to jam it home, and the Panthers lead 2-0.
Chernak now takes the puck. Hagel looking to clear and does. Sorelli speeding in against Montour.
Out of the zone, Sorelli, and he's going to take this into the Panthers zone. Has a man trailing in. Let a shot go wide off the inboard. Let up, Stamp goes back and
oh!
What a save, Bobrovsky!
And sent in front, empty net, and Bobrovsky in trouble!
Displaying acrobatics to keep this game tied at 2. The fans here at Amaret Bank Arena can't believe what they just saw. That display of goaltending and gymnastics from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Absolutely diabolical. How did he come up with that?
Tkachuk is after it. Tkachuk spins. Lundell in the slot in front!
Backhand try, and they score! Carter Verhaeghe upstairs!
Let's go, baby! It's Mr. Clutch! Carter Verhaeghe for the game to win!
And this one's over! The Panthers win it in overtime! 3-2 the final! Carter Verhaeghe, the game winner!
Money time!
Buttered toast is what they call it.
I got chills listening to that Solana montage, reliving last night's hockey game. I don't know if you saw it live, Crowder, because you were traveling. So I don't know if you saw it live. That was, and I saw Solana tweeting about it. It was the most frenetic, exciting hockey game that you could ever imagine watching. Did you get to see it live?
I saw the end. I saw the overtime.
That was insane.
And that was wild. I was on the plane and I went to sleep because I just traveled too much. And then when I woke up and got the Wi-Fi and saw what Twitter was doing, I ended up trying to stream it. And I found some way to stream it. I don't know where the hell I did it. But that was amazing overtime. That was so much fun.
I just got a text from my friend Claude, the Haitian sensation, you know him, and he writes, that gave me goosebumps. I got them too, Solana. Like, that was, Goldie's calls were great. Plagan's calls were great. What did Billy Lindsay say there after Bobrovsky's save? He said it was acrobatic.
Diabolical.
Well, I mean, what a great word from Billy Lindsay to describe Sergei Bobrovsky's save. Diabolical. It was, that may have been the greatest save I've ever seen watching NHL hockey.
It's something special. And this is what you get out of special teams.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so it, bro, we might got us one this year.
And
we
then our guy, maybe the greatest number 23 in the history of sport.
Maybe?
What am I talking about? Maybe.
What?
Maybe. Hit me in the face, maybe. Of course he's the greatest 23 in the history of sport.
There we go.
He got two.
Holy mackerel. What a game that was. And he got a little nervous. So they're up 2-0. All of a sudden they cough up the lead. It's 2-2. And you're like, come on, this can't be happening. And they're able to win it in overtime. And now you go to Tampa, you're up 2-0. You got to feel good if you're a Panthers fan.
The big dog wins.
The big dogs, Verhaeghe, Bobrovsky, and Sam Bennett, who, by the way, is going to be out at least a week, but he got it all started with the goal. They call it upper body, but it looked like it was hand or wrist or something. He took a puck, friendly fire, but he's going to be out at least a week, and they said they'll reevaluate. That's a big loss, by the way.
We can't always be the underdogs. We can't always have the underdog mentality. We have to be the big dog sometimes. We have to be the guy that sits there and says, oh, okay, 2-2. Watch this. And that's what I think, that's where we, especially with the Panthers, where we need to transition, where we are the guys. We talk to a bunch of people and our roster's amazing. We can whoop somebody's ass. We have to take a big dog mentality with the Panthers this postseason.
They do. They flex like big dogs. They do. They acknowledge that they're not some upstart squad. Like the way that they comport themselves, they know that they're a team maybe destined for a cup.
The Panthers. That's where we need to start. That's how we need to feel during games.
Tonight
will be a little different.
I'd also appreciate.
See how you acting?
No, I'm talking about the Celtics. I'm not talking about the Panthers. I'm talking about the Celtics.
Yeah, that's why that was strictly hockey was my excitement.
Right. Yeah, but tonight will be a little different.
Yeah, they're going to whoop their ass.
Maybe you guys, you two, pump the brakes on declaring a new favorite player, by the way, because you declare Sam Bennett as your brand new favorite player on the Florida Panthers, and now he's out a week. So I'd really appreciate it. You know, just keep your thoughts to yourselves regarding your favorite player on the Cavs.
Now you know why he's angry at the world doesn't like people. I mean, we jinxed him. Billy Lindsay jinxed him. He was a victim of friendly fire. He doesn't like anybody, and it's understandable.
I'm getting me a 9.
Tell you what. All hail Sam Bennett, all hail Sergei Bobrovsky, 72, and all hail number 23, Carter Verhaeghe. Holy moly. Now we have to see what the Heat, though, can do tonight in Boston. Does it carry over, Solana?
Listen, man, you steal one. You never know. Don't let us get one, Boston.
One in Boston.
Don't let us get one, Boston.
All bets are off, baby.
Solana, don't do that.
Don't let us get one, Boston.
You watch basketball.
But let me tell you something. The most important thing going on tonight is Sixto Sanchez is pitching for the Marlins. He's starting. This is his first start in like 4 years or something. I can't think of a way to celebrate that. Does anyone have any ideas how we can commemorate Sixto Sanchez starting a game again?
Did somebody make a Sixto Sanchez song?
Was that this show? I get all the shows.
We have a Sixto song.
I believe
wonder
we do.
If there's a way that we can. We do, Jimmy?
Yeah, we do.
What was that called? Does anybody remember?
Nacho de Sixto.
Nachos with Sixto. It was a great a reason that Tijuana Flats is going out of business. They tried nachos with Sixto, and then he immediately went on the IL for 4 years. We'll play that today, Solana. I see the look on his face.
I don't think we will. I just don't.
We have
think
an abbreviated show, so yeah. Maybe won't have time. The preheat starts at 5:45, and maybe you were planning on playing it like at 5:50, you know, to bring us into the Marlins action tonight. But we'll see if we can shoehorn it in somewhere, huh?
I don't think we're gonna have time, guys. Unfortunately, there's nothing I'd like to do than play that song, but I just don't think we're gonna have time.
I don't have a lot of words to do. Hey, I think we can fit it in.
I'll keep Pizzola short, Gelb short. We'll figure out a way to squeeze it in there. By the way, we've got Imagine Dragons tickets every day this week. Imagine Dragons are bringing their world tour to West Palm Beach the end of August, and we're giving away a pair of tickets every day this week. It's at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. It's a Live Nation show, and we will give away a pair sometime before 6 o'clock. Zach Gelb is going to join us. Rob Pizzola is going to give us some winners, hopefully, for tonight. Let's get headlines. Start out the program with Alejandro Solana.
All hail Sergei Bobrovsky. Let's start right there.
I mean,
all hail.
That save, like, you couldn't believe what you were seeing. You could not believe it. And then it started to get tweeted by every account. When I, you know, spitting chiclets, of course, but like all the hockey guys. And then J.J. Watt sends out the tweet of Bobrovsky's save going, what is this? Like, that was superhuman. What did Billy Lindsay say again?
Diabolical.
Diabolical. What a great way to describe a save. Diabolical.
It's why he's one of the highest paid goalies in the league. And this year, what is it? It's a third year, right?
Fifth.
This is the fifth?
With Bob, yeah. He's been here a while, man.
Yeah.
This is his best season by far.
Without question.
Yeah, my man's been pucking boy.
To be fair, he's set the bar real low first couple seasons. I mean,
so you hate Bobrovsky and Tua?
I don't hate Bobrovsky. I'm just saying. I mean, come on.
Guy was standing on his head yesterday.
Goodness gracious, Solana. You don't like any good players. You hate Jimmy, too?
Just saying, Crowder, I mean, he didn't exactly have the best start to his Panthers tenure, but we're all willing to look past it if he keeps doing that.
They weren't going anywhere those seasons anyway. They weren't as deep as it. You need them to be great now when they're completely loaded. So, chess, not checkers.
Championship.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Vasilevsky's pretty good too, though, man, because the Panthers outshot Tampa.
What are you doing?
No, he's 100% right. Let me tell you something. Vasilevsky is the story last night if Bobrovsky doesn't make the greatest save in the history of the NHL. Vasilevsky was that good. Now, again, Verhaeghe got the shot in overtime, and it was an impossible angle. It was an amazing goal. Vasilevsky was unconscious last night. It was unbelievable. And I'm telling you, in the second period and third period, the story is not Bobrovsky if he doesn't make the greatest save in NHL history.
He let a couple in.
No, I mean, they both played their minds. They played out of their minds last night. I'm just saying,
when
the Panthers go up 2-0, it's not like Tampa outskated the Florida Panthers. I mean, the Panthers are putting pressure on the goal nonstop.
You know, they tuned out once they played their minds.
Played their minds.
All right.
You can filibuster. You can filibuster all you want, but we can't get past it.
That's the way you guys want to play today. Let's go. I'm jacked the hell up. Let's go. You guys better pitch a flawless 2.5 hours. You thought that montage was good?
You
thought
that montage was good? Straight Phil?
Okay. Okay.
We need to throw straight Phil, Doc. We need to really play our minds.
You thought that montage was good? Make one mistake today. I dare you. I dare you. Because you've heard of playoff Jimmy. Now we've got playoff Bob. It's playoff Solana season, baby. And I've got time. I've got all the time in the world.
I'm going to be very judicious with my words today. There's going to be a lot of relying on montages and Noche de Sixto. You have written your own result. I'm going to have to play that several times every hour just so that I don't make a verbal miscue.
I want to play my mind.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So Panthers, Lightning, Game 3 will be tomorrow. Quick turnaround. They go right up to Tampa. What is that, a couple hundred miles north, like 200, 300 miles north to Tampa. And Game 3 will be tomorrow with the Florida Panthers up 2-0.
All right. I always tweet out and Instagram out a video in slow motion of me and Dr. Chuck losing our minds at a Panthers game. And someone just texted in, you should have asked a few fans to celebrate in the background of your Panthers video. Just for clarification, if you have never seen it before, there was nothing going on when we filmed it. That's why the video is funny to me, is that Chuck and I are losing our minds and everyone is just like an intermission. And it was 10 years ago. I have been using that video for 10 years. So there was nothing to cheer about. It was another non-playoff season, and we were just goofing around. There were really just two idiots screaming and, you know, chugging beers like during a timeout or something. So, yeah, it was not it wasn't a lackluster fan base last night. That place was electric last night. And I wonder what Tampa's going to be like the next two games. Like, are they going to be just kind of mentally out of it? Hey, this isn't our season and the Panthers are really good. I wonder what Thursday night feels like.
I hope it doesn't come back, to be honest, but if it does, I will be at 5.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That would be Monday night. Yeah.
The Heat play Monday night too, which is kind of a bummer because we've avoided.
I'm not certain that they do. I'm fine.
We've avoided.
I'm not certain that they play on Monday.
No, fine, game four. I'm game fine. Four. Saturday,
oh, it's
Monday.
Game four?
Yeah. Saturday, Monday.
So they have to play Monday?
They have to play Monday. Uh-huh.
Can they forfeit?
Man, where are your guts? Where are your guts? Forfeit?
Can we just call and say we good?
What we were saying in 2008 when your team was 0-14.
Oh. I didn't know. No, 08 was when we went to the playoffs. 07 was when I wanted to call and say we good when we played teams late in the season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.